The president addressed the nation and his critics last night, explaining and defending America's involvement in Libya. One question still unanswered, though, is who these rebels are in Libya. The BBC's Kevin Connolly found a rebel who'd traveled to Libya from Britain in order to fight. His name's Rashad. He's from Manchester, England, and his parents didn't even know that he'd gone to Libya. What motivated him to volunteer when he'd never picked up a gun before in his life?
It was a very emotional moment when I sympathised with those civilians who were getting killed. I've got brothers and sisters in this country. I understood how desperate they were to be free and to end this evil regime of Gaddafi. I couldn't stay and lay back in the UK. I've decided to come and just show my support.
You don't have any experience of soldiering?
No, not at all, to be honest. But I still have to help and show my support.
But you're prepared to head off to the battlefield and fight?
Yes. Yes, of course I will do it. And I would do the same thing if anything happened to England or the UK, honest.
Do you think you'll be useful on a battlefield?
Definitely. I'm multilingual, basically. I can speak Arabic, English and some French, some Dutch as well. Also, I'm overqualified person. There are things probably I can help with on the ground, basically, plus helping others, rescuing injured people. I have to get even a machine gun for myself so I can defend myself, I can defend others. So I'm certainly positive that there's something I can do on the ground, basically.
And you're prepared to pick up a gun to kill and to die?
To die for the country, not to kill. I will defend myself, defend my country, but I'm not here to kill. I'm here to liberate Libya.
But defending yourself might mean killing somebody. That's why
In that case scenario, it's a self-defense situation. It's permissible for everyone or anyone on this planet.
Did it feel like a strange moment to be sitting watching the TV in Manchester and think, I've got to go and fight?
To be honest with you, my blood was boiling when I've seen children, women killed, and I cannot take it. I cannot sit back. I have to do something. At least I will be happy. If Libya will be liberated, I'll be delighted. If I die for the sake of this country, I'll be even more delighted. So this is a moment where I participate in this very important era or process, like, you know, to free Libya, basically. So this is my duty.
Normally, before you go onto a battlefield, you have a lot of training. Does that matter?
Well, to be honest with you, I've studied a lot about some military tactics, about, like, you know, how to defend yourself, how to deal with some machine guns, like, you know, how to gain some information about what type of weapons Gaddafi's army or mercenaries are using at the moment, like the AKM, the AK-47, the FN, and different light weapons, basically, and I know how to deal with it, like, you know, in terms of knowledge. But on the ground, honestly, I've never, ever held a machine gun or a pistol, even.
Your mum and dad don't know you're here. They might be finding out by hearing this, so they're not here to you to be careful, Rashad. But I feel like I should be saying it.
Thank you very much indeed. I will try my best. But as I said to you, we are trying to be as careful as we can. But helping civilians, liberating this country, is something we cannot avoid. It's something that we cannot sit back and watch people are getting killed. I think it's the moment that we are coming closer and closer to our freedom. We see no power on this earth that can't stop us. No surrender, no retreat. We see nothing but victory. Honestly, that's what we feel inside our hearts.
Prepared to die?
Absolutely. With bravery, with honour, with dignity. Rather than being alive with humiliation, okay, with no respect, no human rights, I would rather die with dignity.
That is Kevin Connolly with our partner at the BBC.
One of the foot soldiers in Libya, in the opposition.
Amazing. Isn't that an amazing story? Watching TV in Manchester and then flying to Libya to pick up a gun.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.